ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सर्वशास्त्रादि पीयूषा सर्ववेदैक सत्फला सर्व सिद्धांत रत्नाढ्य सर्वलोकैक दृक्प्रद सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवतम प्रभो कलिध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तिता। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 29-32। श्री भगवान उवाच कृपालो रक्रतद्रोह तितिक्षु सर्वदेहिनां सत्यसारो अनवद्यात्मा समसर्वोपकारकः। श्री भगवान उवाच कृपालुरकृतद्रोह तितिक्षु सर्वदेहिनां सत्यसारो अनवद्यात्मा समसर्वोपकारकः। श्री भगवान उवाच कृपालुरकृतद्रोह तितिक्षु सर्वदेहिनां सत्यसारो अनवद्यात्मा समासर्वोपकारकः। Mataji's. We'll also recite the third verse in this sequence because that's what I'm going to discuss today. Apramatto gabhiratma dhritiman jata shadguna amani manada kalyo maitra karunika kavi. So I'll read the word to word for this particular verse. Apramattah, cautious and sober. Gabhir atma, not superficial and thus unchanging. Dhritiman, not weak or miserable, even in distressing circumstances. Jita, having conquered, shad gunaha, the six material qualities, namely hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age, and death. Amani, without desire for prestige. Manadaha, offering all respects to others. Kalyaha, expert in reviving the Krishna consciousness of others. Maitraha, never cheating anyone and thus a true friend. Karunikaha, acting always due to compassion, not personal ambition. Kavihi, completely learned. Agyaya, look at this, knowing. Okay. The Supreme Personality of God had said, so saying, a saintly person is thoughtful and accepts me as his only shelter. Such a person is very cautious in the execution of his duties and is never subject to superficial transformation because he is steady and noble, even in a distressing situation. He has conquered over the six material qualities, namely hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age, and death. He is free from all desire for prestige and offers honors to others. He is expert in reviving the Krishna consciousness of others and therefore never cheats anyone. Rather, is a well-wishing friend to all, being most merciful. Such a saintly person must be considered the most learned of men. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So I'm reading from quality number 26. Maitra, a devotee does not cheat anyone by encouraging them in the bodily concept of life. Rather, by his missionary work, a devotee is the true friend of everyone. Karunika, a devotee tries to make people sane and thus is most merciful. He is para dukkha dukkhi, or one who is unhappy to see the unhappiness of others. Kavi, a devotee is expert in studying the transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna and is able to show the harmony and compatibility of the Lord's apparently contradictory qualities. This is possible through expert knowledge of the absolute nature of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya is softer than a rose and harder than a thunderbolt. But these opposing qualities can easily be understood in terms of the Lord's transcendental nature and purpose. One who is always able to understand the truth of Krishna consciousness without opposition or confusion is called Kavi or most learned. The position of those on the spiritual path can be understood in terms of the development of the qualities mentioned above. Ultimately, the most important quality is to take shelter of Lord Krishna, since the Lord can award all good qualities to his sincere devotee. In the lowest stage of devotional service, one acts with the desire to enjoy sense gratification, but at the same time tries to offer the fruits to the Lord. This stage is called Karma Mishra Bhakti. As one gradually purifies himself in devotional service, he becomes detached through knowledge and gains relief from anxiety. In this stage, he becomes attached to transcendental knowledge, and therefore this stage is called Jnana Mishra Bhakti, or devotional service to Lord Krishna with the desire to enjoy the fruits of transcendental knowledge. But because pure love for Krishna is actually the greatest happiness and the natural position of the living entity, a sincere devotee gradually overcomes his desire to enjoy sense gratification and knowledge and comes to that stage of pure devotional service which is devoid of personal desire. Na karmani tyajet yogi karmabhis tyajate hi saha. The yogi should not give up his work, but rather should cultivate detachment by which his material activities will automatically vanish. In other words, one should continue to perform one's prescribed duties, even imperfectly. If one is sincere about advancing Krishna consciousness, then by the strength of Bhakti Yoga, his activities will gradually be transformed into pure, loving service. Hare Krishna. So thank you for giving me this opportunity to discuss something on this sequence of verses. Many devotees have very beautifully spoken the past 3 days. So basically I am going to cover these three qualities which Krishna is emphasizing here: Maitra, Karunikaha and Kavi. So these are three qualities which the Lord is addressing out of the 28. And the theme I will make a humble attempt is basically focusing on two things: how the Lord or His pure devotees manifest these qualities, what is its impact, and second is how as sadhakas we can cultivate these qualities and their importance. If you look at all these qualities being listed herein, these are the qualities devotees manifest in relation to the material world, in relation to the material existence, of how they behave, how they conduct themselves while they are in the material existence. It's like somebody who is not aware, for him a piece or a block of neem wood and a sandalwood would appear same, but the material world, but once they are rubbed, then you understand which one is sandalwood and which one is neem, because of the fragrance that it produces. So similarly, externally speaking, these qualities might be there. Some of these qualities you might even see present in the absence of devotional disposition. Therefore Krishna, he is saying mat sharano and mam bhajeta. In verse 31 and 32 he says mat sharano and mam bhajeta. So these two characteristics distinguishedly puts these devotees who are manifesting these qualities in a different bracket. They are not talking of just some mundane good quality in that sense. So when you rub neem wood tree or neem wood or a sandalwood, so the fragrance that comes defines the difference in the two woods. Similarly, when a difference between a non-devotee, not a non-devotee, but a moralist and a devotee, can be understood only when they interact with the material world and you see these qualities coming forward. So devotee is defined by the qualities he possesses. And for a devotee, nothing is actually, that's not his consciousness. His consciousness is not that of enjoying a spirit. So even his good qualities are actually meant to serve others, are meant to enhance Krishna's pleasure, are meant to contribute to the desires of his guru, of the acharyas. So first is maitraha. And why these qualities are important is because, as Shatbhuj Prabhu was mentioning in his class the other day, we all have this internal world and the external world. And we as specifically people who are, you know, ISKCON is primarily a missionary organization. Missionary in the sense it has a very sacred mission of sharing Krishna with others. Therefore, the external impact of an institution is based on what is the internal level of development of its practitioners. Because we are able to make an external impact only to the extent we are internally rooted in deep philosophical understanding. So first is maitraha. So he says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says just one line for this word, and he says he doesn't cheat. Maitraha actually means he doesn't cheat. So he never cheats anyone by encouraging the bodily conception of life. Why? Because when bodily conception of life is enhanced, then one's focus on Krishna gets diluted. Right? Somebody said when one worships the Deha, the worship of Deva is neglected. Basically, both these things cannot happen under very exceptional, extraordinary circumstances like Pundarik Vidyanadi, but exceptions are exceptions. They cannot be made as rules. So we see that Prabhupada's mood also, that he was never in the mood of compromising or cheating anyone. Once His Holiness Umapati Maharaj was sharing his memories, and he was saying that once Prabhupada spoke something very strongly about, you know, he said something to the effect that even in a family, people should stay as if they are strangers. And Umapati Maharaj was saying that, I couldn't accept that. It was very difficult for me to digest. How can you live in a family? And he was thinking of leaving. Let me just leave. I can't digest this. what Prabhupada is saying. So after a few days, he came to Prabhupada and he says, why do you say so? And then Prabhupada picked up Bhagavatam, showed him verses, and I said, what can I do? This is what is stated. And Maharaj was reflecting that how Prabhupada was not even concerned, was not even tempted to adjust the philosophy, even at the cost of somebody leaving. Now please understand, he's in United States, has gone there for the purpose of outreach, and already very few people are coming. Imagine, you start some base or something, already there is nobody, and then there is one somebody, and then he says something. Will we have the courage to say, no, this is what Shastra says? But Prabhupada's implicit faith, and he never, because he always wished well for others, the message often used to get across. And Maharaj stayed back, of course. That's why he was there to tell the memory also. Another time he was in Melbourne, 1975, and then Prabhupada is talking from the fifth canto, and then he's saying that how in the universe there are flying eagles, and then who lay eggs because of the friction with the air. So while flying, with the friction of the air, they lay eggs, and they're huge eagles. They can fly from one planet to another planet. So Prabhupada never Prabhupada presented the philosophy and presented the truths as it is. Never cheated anyone. So one devotee, new person, he could not really grasp that. He said, eagles, flying eagles. And he said, Prabhupada, we can't believe this. How can we understand this? How can we believe this, that there are flying eagles going from one planet to another planet? And Prabhupada looked at him and he said, what do you know? You are still in your mother's womb. And this devotee was like, what was that? Instead of getting an explanation, he got. So we see many times, many episodes, moon episode, or whether it was anything else about women liberation or this, that, Prabhupada stuck to the point and said, this is what Shastra says, we cannot cheat. So we see in the Bhagavatam, for the purpose of pastime, how Vyasadeva is feeling dejected because of speaking the bodily concept of life unintentionally. It was not an intentional mistake. Evam pravartasya sada bhutanam shriyasi duja sarvat makenapi yada natushadrayam tata. So he's thinking that my mind is still not as satisfied, but although I've engaged in the total welfare of everybody, I'm not feeling happy. What could be a problem? Now this is interesting. The why we have Bhagavatam is because Vyasadeva had Narad Muni. So when Vyasadeva was confused, Narad Muni came into picture and gave him direction. Similarly, on the other hand, we see, maybe again for the sake of pastime, whatever, when Lord Buddha is confused about what's going on, what are these miseries and everything, he doesn't get hold of a spiritual master. And he kind of understands things on his own, and the result is Shunyavad. So when you have proper guidance, proper mentor, even when you kind of make mistakes, the result can be auspicious. And two of the biggest scriptures of the world, in the sense Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, comes when bewildered, sincere practitioners surrender to an advanced authority with submission, with humility. Whether it was Arjun and later on his great grandson, it was Parikshit Maharaj. So Narad Muni speaks and he poignantly points to his fault and he says, Parasharya Mahabhaga Bhavata Kachidatmana Parituchati Sharira Atma Manasa Evava. So he is addressing him as Parasharya. Are you are son of Parashar Muni. You are not expected to be dejected and make mistakes like this. Parasharya Mahabhaga, oh greatly fortunate one. Bhavata Kachidatmana Parituchati Sharira. Are you satisfied? After identifying the self, the body and the mind. Parituchati Sharira Atma Manasa Evava. Khushodum. So he's kind of, trying to elicit some response from Vyasadeva. And then Vyasadeva confirms that, yeah, I'm a little dejected and everything, and please tell me what could be my difficulty. And then Narad Muni, very again poignantly, he's dealing with Vyasadeva, literary incarnation of God, who has already had so many accomplishments. Imagine, somebody has written so many books, and you kind of go and tell him that, everything that you have done is actually jugupsitam. It's condemned. You need to have a very strong relationship to actually communicate like that. I'm not sure how Vyasadeva would have responded or not responded, if Jaimini would have come or Yajnavalkya would have come. But Narad Muni came. Now, there was a very strong emotional bonding between the two. And therefore, when he said, Prabhu, he was very respectful, but he didn't cheat him. He very poignantly told him, you are mistaken, dear sir. Jugupsitam, condemned. मतलब संस्कृत में गाली हो एक तरीके से. जो कुछ तूने किया अभी तक इतने वर्षों में सब बेकार. धर्म कृते अनुशासतः स्वभाव रक्तस्य महान व्यतिक्रम. इट इज अ महान व्यतिक्रम. इट इज अ ग्रेट मिस्टेक दैट यू हैव डन. नॉट छोटा मोटा, बिग मिस्टेक यू हैव डन. व्हाई? बिकॉज कंडीशंस ऑल बाय नेचर आर अटैच्ड टू एंजॉयमेंट. स्वभाव रक्तस्य. एंड नाउ बाय राइटिंग ऑल दिस धर्म अर्थ काम विदाउट गिविंग द ग्लिम्स ऑफ प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस, यू हैव काइंड ऑफ एनकरेज देम ऑन दैट पैथ. You have cheated them. And therefore, it's a great mistake. It's a great deviation on your part. So that's the tendency of conditioned soul. Their tendency is to be selective in following the instructions. So as preachers of Krishna consciousness, you know, maintaining balance between adjusting and, you know, maintaining the given standards is a very, you know, fine line, because sometimes you may have certain intention to communicate, but then the followers try to understand it as per their mindsets, and it might lead to a whole new thing. So like even in a spiritual institution, we may accept things which are comfortable to do and neglect or overlook the essence of what the institution is offering us. That can happen. Oh, this, and practically anything can be justified with some Prabhupada said. So that's a very, you know, kind of, it's a dichotomy. We have such clarity, but then it could be slippery. So it's our responsibility, people who are emissaries of this message, to, once His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj was saying, that we should make bhakti easy to understand and comfortable to practice without compromising its essence or without compromising the truth. Now that requires deep realization, and somebody asked Prabhupada, how did you adjust it? Prabhupada said, it requires little intelligence. But not everybody can do it. Sanacharya Shah. So when Vyasadeva was told by like this to Narad, by Narad Muni, Vyasadeva did not say, okay, if you think I am not a good author, ask somebody else. Le jao yolo. I have already written Bhagavatam. Give it to somebody else. Give it to Angira, Parvata, Samadhar Muni, Yogi, and let them do it. No, he accepted that feedback and then he started working on it. Now that's the sign of deep sincerity, because you know many of us receive feedbacks and we accept it also with a gracious smile, but then to work on it, that requires we really take it seriously. So Vyasadeva began. So he went through four stages as far as I could understand. First he prayed, right? Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite amale apashyat purusham puranam maya chadatapasham. So he prayed, he meditated with bhakti, and then he could see things very clearly. He could see Krishna, he could see his energies, and was very clear about what this is about. Then his perception, because he got this realization, his perception of the world was very clear. Right? Yaya sammohito jivo atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manute artham tatkritam chavipadyate. He could actually see how this illusory energy is capturing the conditioned souls. And therefore, when he had, from this prayerful heart, when the perception became purified, his heart was filled with compassion, and therefore he began his preparation to disseminate this knowledge. And how did he thought of? Anarthopashamam sakshat bhakti yoga madhokshate lokasyajanato vidvam chakre sattvata samhitam. He thought of compiling Srimad Bhagavatam once again, re-edited, so that thing which people have forgotten, lokasya ajanato vidvams, things which they have forgotten, can be re-emphasized once again. So he prepared, and he was satisfied when he saw that the message will have the desired effect in terms of pacifying the miseries of the conditioned souls. Yasyam vai shruyamanayam Krishna paramapuruṣe bhakti rutpadyatapam sam shokamoha bhayakara. So he could see that if I compose this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is going to have this kind of impact on the conditioned souls. He was happy. So when one undergoes these above stages, then one can actually become a mitra. prayer, purification, preparation, and then you see the result, you're pacified. You're satisfied seeing people practicing Krishna consciousness. And when you actually, when one actually shares this message with others and see the transformation happening, the person who benefits the most is the person who is giving the message, because his faith gets enhanced in the process. So see, the process works. Even if somebody leaves, his faith gets enhanced because he sees what can happen if somebody doesn't follow the process well. So the benefit is that somebody who is a missionary. So Vyasadeva had to deal with himself, his own dichotomy in the heart, before he could go outside and impact the world. Before he could go outside and contribute in a manner in which the world at large will be benefited. Because if we are warring with ourselves, we cannot bring peace in other people's lives. If we have doubts in our own hearts, we cannot bring clarity in other people's lives. Vyasadeva first worked on himself. He purified himself after following the instructions of his guru. And then, when he was purified, when his focus was shifted from the self to others, it was already there, but just some little mistake. But for our case, when the focus then shifts from ourselves to others, then we can actually begin the act of compassion. And then one actually begins to share this message. So how does one give up this bodily conception of life? Because, you know, this, if we are not above the bodily concept, inadvertently we might land up encouraging even innocent people into the bodily concept. We will not be able to lift them beyond it. So Jada Bharat's pastime, he says, Savirpati, Savirpati is Rahugana, who was the king of Savira, Sujana Sama Abhagata. Sujana means, when it is Sama Abhagata means, he got some instructions from Sujan, from a pure devotee like Jada Bharat. And then what happened to him? Paramatma Satattva, he could understand the reality of himself and the super soul. He could really understand, where do I fit myself in this cosmic creation? And therefore, because he could see that, Atmani avidya adharyopitam cha dehatmamatim visasarja. So saying, because of that knowledge, the ignorance was destroyed, and he could actually give up the bodily conception completely. And therefore Bhagavatam is saying, evam hi nripa bhagavad ashrita ashrita anubhavah. So he's saying, this is the result of taking shelter of a devotee who has taken shelter of Krishna. Bhagavat ashrita, that is a devotee, his ashrita, if you take shelter, then you get this anubhava, then you get this understanding that, you know, you are different from this material body. Otherwise, on our own, it's very difficult. So this is maitra. One should not cheat others. And this maitri we can express to others, and as well as we can receive maitri from others. And Bhagavatam time and again, Bhagavad Gita time and again says that the closest friends of a conditioned soul is his mind and intelligence. And sometimes we may land up getting cheated by them. So in spite of getting the process, if the mind still maintains the mindset of bodily concept of life, he may get cheated. So Mother Devahuti is praying, Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Maya Dridham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namamukshaya Bandhana. That although I got such an opportunity of staying with you, still I could not transcend the insurmountable illusory energy. I'm feeling cheated because of what I have done to myself. So mind and intelligence also are friends, and they need to be also, you know, cultivated as friends. What is the impact of developing this metraha? So this is how the, you know, we see how great devotees like Vyasadeva, we are seeing how he was in a situation where he landed up inadvertently cheating others, and then Narad Muni came into picture, rectified him. And then we saw from Jada Bharat's pastime that how Rahuguna is saying that this is how Rahuguna got transformed, because he got knowledge and association of a great Mahabhagavat. That's how you overcome this tendency to cheat and get right knowledge. And then in our own personal lives as sadhakas, the impact of developing metraha, friendship with other devotees, what is it? First is remembrance of Krishna becomes easy. മച്ചിത്താമഗത് പ്രാണ ബോധയന്ത പരസ്പരം കഥയന്ത ക്ഷമാം നിത്യം തുഷ്യന്തി ച രമന്തി ച. റിമെംബ്രൻസ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ് ബിക്കംസ് ഈസിയർ വെൻ വി ആർ ഇൻ വെൻ വി ഹാവ് അസോസിയേഷൻ ഓഫ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്. വിത്തിൻ ദാറ്റ് അസോസിയേഷൻ വി ഹാവ് ഗുഡ് ഫ്രണ്ട്ഷിപ്പ് വിത്ത് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്. So His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj writes in his book The Journey Within, he says, when a group has a shared interest in enlightenment, the members help one another focus on living a life of spiritual and moral integrity. It's a very profound statement. We actually help each other get focused on the right principles. And real friends are ultimately those who help us remember our original friend Krishna, because friends of this world will be separated either by destiny, disagreements or death. It will be taken away. But then ultimately good friend is someone who connects us with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like when Srila Prabhupada was in the last stages of his life in Vrindavan and he's performing his these leela of disappearing from this world. So many of his god brothers would come and meet him, and one day Puri Maharaj was there meeting him, and Prabhupada in his own humility was begging forgiveness, that please forgive me. And Maharaj was saying, no, we have not done any offense, you know, if there was any offense it was we who did it. And there was a very nice reciprocation. And then Prabhupada, he is saying, can you do me a favor, can you do something for me? And Puri says, yes, of course, please tell me what I should do. He said, please sing this song, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. It's my desire to circumambulate Govardhan, but because of my physical situation, I'm not able to do it. So if you sing this song, because of you singing this song, I'll experience the same emotion as if circumambulating Giriraj. And here is this Valdacharya about to leave this planet, and Puri Maharaj starts singing. And as they are singing, both of their eyes are closed, tears streaming down their eyes, and devotees are just watching. And it's like you get transported back into time where Mahaprabhu is interacting with his, you know, associates. And then the song was over, both of them were crying, and then Prabhupada profusely thanked him, and he said, you know, please accept the offerings of all these, you know, Western devotees, and please accept their humble devotion. So Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj writes that sometimes we don't realize, but the way we have to look at our people who live around us is, we should think that probably this is the person who will be around me at the time of death. Do I have a relationship which will inspire this devotee to chant and help me remember Krishna at the time of death? It's a very profound thing. We don't know who will be around us at the time of death. That is something we cannot organize. So it's important. So it becomes easier to remember Krishna, and one gets support in difficult situation. We have this beautiful pastime of Krishna and Sudama stuck in the forest. We have heard it so many times. Vayam brisham tatra maha anilambubir nihanyamana mahurambu samplave. They were constantly besieged by problems, by powerful wind and rain. Similarly in life, sometimes we are just surrounded, even while trying to serve Guru. One may get totally surrounded, nihanyamana, by situation that create instability, confusion and despair. You can just completely surrounded by them. And at that time, he is saying, disho avidanto, they could not understand which direction is what. Atha parasparam vane, but they were together in that forest. Grihita hasta paribabhrimatur, and they kept wandering, holding each other's hands. So many times in life, we don't need solutions all the time. Sometimes we just need to be understood without being judged. Sometimes all you need is a hand to hold on. Krishna was not giving a philosophical discourse to Sudama there. We are not this material body. Why are you shivering? Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. I am going to speak in future, 120 years later, but here is a pep talk for you. No. He just held his hand. I am there for you. Krishna didn't solve the problem immediately. It's not that like Govardhan, he also lifted another hill. There must be something like that there. Two of them, a small crowd, he could have lifted. No. He didn't provide a solution immediately. He gave his hand. Showing that sometimes people don't need solutions in life. They need a hand which they can hold on, be trusted and move forward. So it's very, you know, interesting. Hare Krishna. So, sometimes we feel that if I understand somebody, even if I, like, see, understanding someone, agreeing with someone are two different things. You may understand somebody and may still not agree with them. That's perfectly fine. And most of the time people are not expecting you to agree with what they say. They need to be understood. Right? So once Maharaj was saying that sometimes more important than being right is to be kind. Because you have to see the impact of what you're doing and act accordingly. Another thing that happens when we have good relationships is we get honest feedbacks. And that's something very difficult to handle. And when the illusory energy, the way Maya sometimes, she has multifarious ways of dealing with us, but I was just thinking, the way illusory energy captures a sincere soul is, before Maya enters one of the doors, she first closes another door, the door of honest feedbacks from the people who really care for you. She closes that door first, and then she opens the door of illusion. Because now there is no one to protect us. We can be easily swept away by her proposals. So when we have good maitri, when we have invested in a relationship, you know, like Shivalas Prabhu often used to say that, you know, relationship is like investment bank. And 1,000 deposits is one withdrawal. Sometimes we think one deposit, one withdrawal. He says, if you do 1,000 deposits, then you can withdraw once. Narad Muni is known to give only one feedback to Vyasadeva in his whole life. Many other occasions he would have met, interacted, whatever. But this is how the investment policy works. So we have to invest in people and be invested by people. So that when situation arises, we have a bridge through which the heavy wagons of feedbacks can pass over without cracking the bridge. Otherwise we'll be stranded on the hills of illusion. And not traverse to the hills of clarity. So Maharaj writes in the journey within, caring for each other with patience, tolerance and humility is part of what it means to walk a spiritual path. Caring for each other with patience, tolerance and humility is part of what it means to walk a spiritual path. So we get help when we have maitri. When we have this, when we try to develop this quality in our life, we have pure devotees naturally have this this maitra towards others. We need to cultivate and develop them. And the third thing that can happen with when we have good relationship, good friendship amongst devotees, we receive grace. And we have this classic example of prachetas, when the Lord appears in front of them to give them grace, and he's saying, "Sauhardena aprathak dharma." Tushtoham Sauhardainava. I am very much pleased by mutual friendship. Now this is quite interesting. Now there were many people who were very close friends even in Mahabharata. Duryodhana was very close friends with Karna. Krishna was not pleased with them. It was not just the friendship which was pleasing to the Lord. It was what that friendship was doing to those people that pleased the Lord. Sauhardena aprathak dharma, because they were engaged in undivided activity of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna was very pleased. And there could be multi-level of understanding why the Lord was pleased seeing all of them engaged. Was it pleased because so many people are worshipping me together? He is not interested in all that stuff. But he could see, together they are protected. And if they are protected, they will eventually reach the destination of back to the spiritual world. At least now they are amongst each other. Even if one of them deviates, there will be somebody to help and correct them. Sauhardena aprathak dharma. He was very much happy with this mood of friendship. And when the Lord sees that devotees have nice friendship amongst each other, he also sees that now I have a vehicle to travel to the heart of another devotee. Through the medium of this devotee who cares and loves this another devotee, I have a medium to travel to the heart of this person and help him when he will need me the most. So Krishna was also happy that, thank you for being my vehicles. Thank you for being the carriers of grace. I depend on the devotees to create that impact of mercy in the life of a conditioned soul. Even Krishna. So he was happy. That's very nice. You have a very nice relationship amongst each other. Maintain it. Need be, I can come through one of them, one of you, and help somebody else in difficulty. So,
So when we don't cheat others or being cheated by others, what happens is it basically creates an environment of trust. And if you are by nature trusting in nature, you will see others also trusting in nature. We see the world as we are, right? And when we have this environment of trust, people are willing to contribute and bring out their best in service of the devotees, in service of the mission. They are happy contributing because they know this is an environment where I'll not be cheated. There is an environment where I'll be trusted. Practice of bhakti, in spite of the anarthas, becomes a jovial experience because of this environment of trust. Problem is not difficulties. Problem is not so much anarthas. Problem sometimes happens is you're fighting them alone. We're all fighting them alone. That's what actually dampens the morale. Right? Even if a soldier has nuclear bomb, if he's all alone, he cannot fight a war. But if there is an infantry, if there are thousands of them, even with some simple machine guns, their courage levels will be much higher. So there is an importance of developing this kind of maitri. The second is karunikaha. Karunika, he says, he acts out of compassion, not because of personal ambition. And Maharaj writes in the journey within, karuna literally means to feel with others. He uses this word, to feel with others, basically what they are going through, being very empathic. Nectar Devotion says, compassion means a person who is unable to bear another's distress. That is compassionate. And Maharaj writes, but karuna goes beyond sentiment. Karuna is active, intelligent, and directed. It's something you act on, not just something you feel. It's something you act on, not just something you feel. And we have the example of Krishna. He is Karuna Sindhu, but some examples of how when 20,800 kings were captured by Jarasandh and the Lord released them out of great compassion, Shukadeva Goswami is saying. Tan aha karunastata sharanyas lakshnayagira. He very mercifully actually bestowed blessings upon them and delivered them. Other example comes as Bhishma Dev. Tathapi ekant bhakteshu pashya bhupa anukampitam. Bhupa anukampitam. See, my dear king, this Lord who is very kind by nature. Yanme asumtya jatas sakshat. When I am giving up my life, Krishna darshanamagata. He has very kindly come before me to show me compassion. And Krishna had a very soft corner, especially for Bhishma, because he did something which probably nobody else would have liked to do, which is to be misunderstood as part of the Lord's plan. Amazing. You are a Mahajan, and the service you have is to be misunderstood, to stand against the devotees just because Krishna wants to teach some lesson. So the Lord was thinking, he has been misunderstood so many times, all his life he had been misunderstood, now is the time to glorify him. Let me go and glorify him. And so much so that although he's the super soul, he did not allow Yudhishthira Maharaj to be convinced even by his own words. Krishna didn't allow Yudhishthira Maharaj to be convinced because he wanted Bhishma to be glorified. And when Bhishma has been glorified by cosmic arrangement, all these sages are coming. And one of the sages who comes is, Parshuram. And it is clearly said Parshuram got all his disciples also. And the Acharya says, why got many of his disciples? Because many of his disciples were always, kind of chiding Parshuram, kaisa disciple hai tumhara, dekho tumse hi lada. He fought against you only 28 din tak. Right? And Parshuram said, I'll show you who he is now, come with me. Now I'll show you who he is. Now Bhishma Dev lived over 456 years. 456 years of misunderstanding and then probably few days of glorification that Krishna actually gave him. It's unthinkable. No, the kind of prowess he had, it was just a matter of he getting mad at something, and just for him killing 100 Kauravas, was it a big deal? It was like, from breakfast to lunch deal for him. Khatam karna tha usko, not a big problem. Tolerated, misunderstood, tolerated. Krishna came, Karuna, he deserves my grace. And he glorified him for all time to come as Vishnu Dev. And not only that, He created a favorable consciousness despite his physical pain. Imagine somebody in so much pain giving knowledge about so many dharmas in Mahabharata. Can you even have that kind of clarity with, you know, little boil on the foot? So difficult. But Krishna's Karuna empowered him to actually communicate so effectively with Yudhishthira Maharaj that the king who could dharma personified, who was confused, was now eager to lead the world. From a person who was on his deathbed, who could not become a king all his life, who was kind of a failure because he was in a defeated party, but all those things Krishna's Karuna surpassed and made him a hero for all time to come. So that is the power of, once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving a kind of a Skype interview, and then he made this one statement, and he says, Karuna is gentle but powerful. And it was a very profound statement, because what does Karuna mean? Karuna means the Krishna's Aladhani potency. And showing compassion to others is a means of worshipping Krishna also. Tapyante lokata pena sadhavo praya shojana param aradhanam taddhi purushasya khilatmana. That great personalities tapyante tap lokena, for the sake of showing compassion to others, they accept a lot of difficulties because they are full of karuna. Right? And our spiritual progress is directly connected to how we help others make progress. Maharaj writes in the book. Because in the path of bhakti, by helping others, we find ourselves. It's very interesting. And the reason is because our self-actualization depends on how are we pleasing the Lord. And what pleases the Lord is this act of compassion being shown to others. So when can one show compassion to others? Maharaj writes, when one detaches himself from one's own role-playing or ahankar, then one is able to give oneself for the benefit of others. As long as we are attached to certain conceptions that we have, we cannot benefit others. And how showing compassion to others benefits us? Maharaj is writing, if we can sacrifice even a part of our comforts to show compassion to others, we enrich our lives. So when we show compassion to others, at our stage, it's not an act of compassion towards them, but it's an act of compassion towards ourselves. We enrich our own hearts, we enrich our own faith, we enrich our own, you know, devotion to the Lord. And it is said in the Bhagavatam, Daya sarabhuteshu santushtyayena kenava sarva indriya upashantaya cha tushyati ashu janardana. That if you want to please Krishna quickly, do these three things. Daya sarabhuteshu, show compassion, mercy to all living entities. Is that possible all the time? Yes. Only if the second thing happens. Santushtyayena kenava, you are satisfied somehow or other in all situations of life. Because if you are not satisfied, we can't think of others. We'll have to think of ourselves only. And when can you be satisfied? Sarva indriya upashantaya cha. Your senses are controlled. When the senses are, and then he says, tushyati ashu. Ashu means very quickly. Janardana. The one who destroys the distress of people in general, he becomes extremely pleased with you. Right. So the real form of compassion is when we help people realize their own potential as loving servants of Krishna. That's what Vyasadev did, by helping people understand their potential of being loving devotees. So impact of that compassion in a conditioned soul's life is, one gets direction and clarity. Yaswanu bhavam akhil shruti saram ekam adhyatma deepam atitirshitam tamondham samsarinam karunayah purana guhyam tam vyasasunam upayami guru muninam. Samsarinam karunayah. Shukadeva Goswami was situated in perfect monism, atmaram. He is traveling, no threefold miseries affecting him, no influence of the modes, completely transcendental, realized what impelled him to speak Bhagavatam. So Sudha Goswami is saying, samsarinam karunayaha. He spoke out of compassion. Purana guhyam, something which was very confidential, he made it public out of compassion. So that's what drives. So because of his compassion, we are now sitting here and, you know, relishing the clarity, relishing the direction, and moving forward confidently. Second thing that happens because of compassion is, once progress is expedited. So Maharaj writes that how grace means when we receive what we don't deserve. I'm paraphrasing. He says, when we receive what we don't deserve, it's called grace. So when in the pastime of Manigriva Nalkuvar, when they are liberated by the Lord, and the Lord is still tied with his belly around, the rope around his belly, and he's saying, Gyatam mam puravaitat. I knew, puravaitat, in the past, that you have been cursed by Narad Muni. Rishina karunatmana. This Rishi, out of his great compassion, cursed you. Yat Shri Madandayor Vagbhir Vibhramsho Anugrahkrita. To show you compassion, when you were intoxicated, he brought down your intoxication by his words and cursed you to become trees. By the activities of Manigriva Nalkuvar, they were naturally, by nature's laws, they were destined to become trees. Moving around, undressed, enjoying in certain manner, eventually come down to earth and then you become that kind of a species. But they would have not become trees in Gokul Mahavan. They would have become trees somewhere. Babul ka ped ban jate kahin to. They became trees in Gokul Mahavan only because Narad Muni intervened. Because Narad Muni intervened, they were allowed to take birth in Gokul Mahavan, for which you have to perform millions of years of austerities and penances, and still you may not get it. They were the two people who had full view, balcony view, of all Krishna's childhood pastimes. Everything they saw, which they had never desired, never deserved, they got because of the compassion of a Vaishnava. Yes, they had to undergo the pain of thousands of years, of hundreds of years of, you know, being standing as trees under extreme weather conditions. But see the fruit that they were receiving. Krishna's darshan. That pastime which nobody else in the creation saw, except small kids. Krishna crawling with this whole wooden winding mortar being tied to his belly. Imagine, just picturize this beautiful form of little tiny Gopal just dragging this. Nobody else is seeing except them. Such exclusive benefits and favors only because Narad Muni was involved. So when the pastime of Ambarish Maharaj happens and Durvasa Muni eventually lands up in Vaikuntha, there is a beautiful conversation between Krishna and him. And one of the things that Krishna says, Durvasa, I am just conquered by my devotees. I just can't go against their will. If they say something, I have to fulfill it. And he tells him that, you remember once upon a time Dwarka was under danger and you along with the contingent of sages came to Sutal, where I was the doorkeeper of Bali Maharaj, and you requested I should come back and protect, you know, Dwarka. And I said, I am helpless. Unless Bali gives me permission, I cannot go. So you go and ask Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj said, nothing doing. Even if Dwarka submerges today, we are not letting go of Vamandev. Even if all my riches are vanquished, I am not letting go of Vamandev. So please, you retreat from here. Whether you want to fast for 1 day, 2 day, curse me, whatever it is, I don't mind. But Vamandev is not going from here. You remember, Durvasa, you returned? Yes, 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 I don't know. Remember, I returned. And then the Lord is saying, do you think I was standing at the door of Bali Maharaj because he gave me his head to step on? What do you think? I got conquered by Bali because he gave the all three planetary systems to me? Is that what is going to conquer me? And now Durvasa is really bewildered. He said, that's also not the reason. He said, no. I was not standing on the door of Bali Maharaj because he gave me 3 steps of land. No. Then what's the reason? He said, I accepted the position of Bali Maharaj's doorkeeper only to please my devotee Prahlad. Nothing else. Nothing else was in my mind. I just wanted to please Prahlad. And Durvasa is saying, Prahlad was born in a demonic family. How can he is the best devotee? Is he better than, you know, even Shri? He said, the eternally perfected souls, they perform devotional service out of natural flavor. But look at Prahlad. He was not intimidated in showing and exposing his affection towards me despite, in spite of his father being so hostile to him. He never even prayed for protection. Prahlad never even once prayed that Krishna, please come and protect me. And the same is Ambarish. Never prayed for protection. But I come in the life of such people, to people who don't ask for protection, I come forward. So in case of Ambarish Maharaj, Krishna has already told Sudarshan, Ambarish never prayed that Krishna give me protection, give me Sudarshan Chakra, future there could be problem, horoscope, astrologers are saying something. No. Krishna told Sudarshan, see, Ambarish will not do anything to protect himself. So you be here with him and you don't need my approval. If you see any danger to Ambarish's life, just wipe him out. Standing instructions. So when Ambarish is just folding his hands with this fiery demon standing, Ambarish did not even budge a millimeter, neither physically nor his consciousness. But then Sudarshan appeared and then blazing like millions of suns and wiped out the fiery demon and started chasing Durvasa. Durvasa was running all over the universe. Ambarish was standing peacefully. So Krishna is saying, I just love my devotees. I can't help it because they are so dear to me. And therefore I gave mercy to Bali Maharaj because Prahlad was so dear to me. And Durvasa, do you know why you are standing here in Vaikuntha and able to see me? You impersonalist. How can an impersonalist get my darshan? And Durvasa is like, what do you mean? Do you mean that you are now giving me darshan because some devotee said? And Krishna said, yes. And he looked lovingly towards Kailash and he said, when he went to Shiva, Lord Shiva said, go to Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu will give you darshan and help you. Just because Shiva said, I'm standing in front of you. Otherwise, monist like you, naham prakasha sarvasya. I don't manifest myself to monist like. And Durvasa is like totally humbled. And Skand Purana says, the Purana says that after this pastime, Durvasa actually stayed in Vrindavan. He becomes a devotee. So, quite interesting. So, words of devotees are very, very powerful. Their karuna is very, very powerful. And I think we may have to... Okay, I think we'll just stop here. This, there was a third quality, but time is up, so we'll just stop here. Granth Rashmat Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Thai Gaur Premanande Hari.